This is the continuation of the message on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. The recorder battery failed, so this is a recording to complete the message. We've seen that Lois and Eunice were committed Jews, scripture teachers, Bible teachers to Timothy, and also Christian believers. 2 Timothy 1 verse 5 says, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. It's sincere faith that lived in them, lived. It means to be resident and dwelling in them. William Hendrickson said faith had taken its place of residence in their hearts. The Lang commentary says it was not a bare, fleeting, momentary feeling, but an abiding, indwelling principle. Faith had taken up residence in Lois and Eunice. And it was sincere faith, meaning unhypocritical or unpretended. The word hypocrite was used by the Greeks of actors who would hold a mask to their face, representing the character they were playing. And they would play the part, but Lois and Eunice never did that. Their faith was the real thing, the real McCoy. They weren't pretending or acting. Their faith was real and genuine. And it's interesting that back in Acts chapter 16, Eunice is described as a believer. Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer. It's the only time in the New Testament that an individual is described as a believer. We have believers repeatedly, but here is the only occasion where an individual is described as a believer. And her son Timothy, at this point in Acts 16, is an established disciple. So we can surmise that faith took up its residence at Paul's earlier visit to Lystra. It wasn't on this occasion, it was earlier when Paul visited, and that's recorded back in Acts chapter 14 and from verse 6 onward. They'd been in Iconium, where there was a plot to stone them. Chapter 14 of Acts verse 6 says, but they found out about it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe, the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the good news. So Paul came to Lystra, preached the good news. Then we have the incident of the healing of the crippled man, and the pagans in Lystra think Paul is a god and they want to sacrifice to him. Paul just about persuades them not to. Then it says in Acts 14 verse 19, then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered round him, he got up and went back into the city. So there are some disciples in Lystra. As a result of Paul's preaching and evangelizing, there are people who have become disciples of Jesus. And I think we can safely surmise that Lois and Eunice are among those who believed and who became disciples. And when Paul and Barnabas traveled back to Lystra on their way back home, we read in Acts 7:14, verse 22, they came strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. So Lois and Eunice had adopted the faith as theirs, and they were believers. And this was not some faith as a sort of vague religiousness. People speak today, don't they, of people of faith, meaning people who are religious in some way or other. Of course, actually everyone believes in something, but people of faith are referred to as religious people. Well, that's not what Paul is speaking about here, that sincere faith dwelt in them. It's not some vague religiousness and religiosity. It's trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. And that's apparent as we read on in 2 Timothy. Paul speaks about this salvation. He says, we are saved, God who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, that because of his purpose and grace, this grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour, not trusting in what they do. He saved us not because of anything we have done. They're not trusting in their own efforts, their own performance. Lois and Eunice, along with Timothy, believed in the Lord Jesus. They trusted him for salvation as a result of Paul's preaching. And now they're disciples and believers. And they evidenced the abiding principle of Christian faith. Paul remember that it dwelt in them. There was evidence that genuine faith dwelt in Lois and Eunice, that they weren't just putting on the show. Paul saw evidence of it. And those that lived out faith was instrumental in Timothy's own discipleship, as he saw his mother and his grandmother being true to the faith, with faith dwelling in there. It was something that was evident and clear. And so here they are as Christian believers influencing the next generation through their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, having such an impact on Timothy as their young son and grandson. So mothers can have this, mothers and grandmothers can have this huge influence, especially as Christian believers. So John Stott said, anyone who has been born in a Christian home has received from God a blessing beyond price. Can't calculate what a blessing it is to be raised in a Christian home by Christian believers, whether they're mother, father, grandmother, grandfather. Lord Shaftesbury said, give me a generation of Christian mothers and I will undertake to change the whole face of society in 12 months. Lord Shaftesbury, who knew a bit about the problems of society, knew that Christian mothers would have such an impact and influence upon them. So the value of Christian believers in the home. Let me read a letter that Spurgeon wrote. This is when he was a trainee teacher before he entered the ministry. He writes, my dear mother, many very happy returns on your birthday. In this instance, my wish will certainly be realized, for in heaven you are sure to have an eternity of happy days. May you in your coming years live beneath the sweet smiles of the God of peace. May joy and singing attend your footsteps to a blissful haven of rest and tranquility. Your birthday will now be doubly memorable, for on the 3rd of May, the boy for whom you have so often prayed, the boy of hopes and fears, your firstborn, will join the visible church of the redeemed on earth and will bind himself doubly to the Lord his God by open profession. Spurgeon is going to be baptized. That's what he's referring to. Spurgeon goes on, you, my mother, have been the great means in God's hand of rendering me what I hope I am. Your kind, warning Sabbath evening addresses were too deeply settled on my heart to be forgotten. Perhaps you can envisage the scene of Mother Spurgeon gathering the children around her. Yes, Spurgeon was the oldest, but there were other children, brothers and sisters in the family. She would gather them round on a Sunday evening and speak kind, warning addresses to them. Spurgeon says, you, by God's blessing, prepared the way for the preached word. If I have any courage, if I feel prepared to follow my Saviour not only into the water, but should he call me even into the fire, I love you as the preacher to my heart of such courage as my praying, watching mother. It's powerful, isn't it? Preaching to his heart, his praying, watching mother. So here were Eunice and Lois, Christian believers, with the real thing resident in their hearts, believing in the Lord Jesus, and having such an influence and impact on Timothy. So what do we take from this wonderful biblical double act of Lois and Eunice? Well, pray for mums and grandmas and exhort them to play their part. Play your part as Bible teachers and Christian believers. Yes, together with dads and granddads, but mums and grandmas, what an impact you can have on these young, impressionable lives as you speak from heart to heart. What a glorious calling to be a mother, a Christian grandmother in the home and family. But then there's a wider application to all of us, and that's to ask the question, is sincere faith resident in you? Does it dwell in you? Does it live in you? The real thing, not a pretense, not a show, not an act, but real faith, faith in Jesus, your sacrifice, your atoning sacrifice for sin, the one you trust in for deliverance from sin and hell and curse. Is that real faith, that unpretended trust in Jesus, resident in your heart, as it was in Lois and Eunice of old? Some then of the truths that the scripture reveals regarding Timothy's mother, grandmother, Eunice and Lois, and the impact and legacy that they left in the Church of Jesus Christ. Amen.